Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Kyle Walker. Welcome to the conversation. Today we're going to talk about the start of the NASCAR season and the Daytona 500 and the rain delay and all that went on there. We're also going to talk about stupid America and something that happened on President's Day that is scary. We're also going to talk about Valentine's Day, and I give out roses and kind of why I do and why I am the person I am. And we're also going to talk about getting a third party in this country, which some people believe when we don't really have three, we only have one. So we need a second party. The conversation begins right now. Welcome. We're going to start with John 13, 15 through 17 with questions between each. For I give you an example that you also should do as I did to you. The question, but what if you think I'm too good to serve? John 13, 16. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. Question, but what if I don't like the people I'm serving or supposed to serve? Another thing to think about, there is a great joy in serving others by serving them and loving them. And finally, John 13, 17. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Kind of think about that as you're going through your day today, because it's going to be one of the things I'm going to talk about today. And welcome to this conversation. I'm Kyle, and what an amazing day yesterday with the Daytona 500. It was a rain delay, like 5 hours, 22 minutes or something. It was a long time, but it was a great, great, great race. If you didn't catch it, it was incredible. It's one of the best Daytona I've seen in a long time. And I have a friend that sometimes comes out and plays darts, and she goes, we're not going to any races this year. If I go to a race, we've been to Talladega, we've been here, we've been there, and I might as well just take a blanket and quilt and knit. I'm like, how can you sleep during a race when they're going by at 190 miles an hour? I mean, to see Dale Jr. do what he did and win that race, it was just incredible. Because I'm always for, like, the little guy. Like, I kind of want Dale. I'm a Brian Vickers fan. I have two fans. I'm a Brian Vickers fan, and I love Danica Patrick. Always have, even from IndyCar days. Look, I like the little guy. I like Junior. I just want Junior to win because he's kind of expected because of who his dad was to be so successful. And, you know, and he's kind of like expected to win. But I remember a couple years ago, I was in Michigan and I was with my sister and her husband. And I'm like, who did I say was going to win the Daytona 500? I didn't say a person. He said, someone you wouldn't expect. Who expected Trevor Bayne to win that Daytona 500? Not many people did, but I didn't say who was going to win. I just said it was going to be someone that you would not expect. Someone that was like a dark horse, at like, you know, 100-to-1 odds. You know, I mean, Danica Patrick had a great car, as Tony Stewart and a bunch of them did, but with those, I didn't think anyone would get hurt, but I thought there's going to be some big ones. There's going to be the big ones, some big wrecks. And it happened. I mean, there were a couple big wrecks. I'm just so happy that Dale Jr. was able to win. I think if he can have some success, he's going to bring a lot to that sport. You know, and it's just one of the things that Jimmy Johnson can always win the race. I just live for that guy that, you know, that I'm that Hoosiers type person. I'm from Indiana, you know. Let's win for all those small schools that never had a chance to get here, you know. I always love to root for the guy that doesn't have a chance. You know, what did he get here? He's got like two sponsors in the car. You know, he's using bubble gum and shoestring. He's using the minimum he has to that's allowable by NASCAR to keep this car going. And, you know, that's, you know, right on. You know, anyone with money can win. When you have a team that has nothing and comes from nowhere and they can win, it's incredible. That's what I love and I look for. Now we're going to kind of switch gears a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about what I call stupid America. And this is, and I'm not dissing my country, because I love America. But you can't support socialism and support the Constitution at the same time. But what's scary is that I'm 99% sure it was on Jimmy Kimmel's show, when they went out on President's Day, and they said, well, earlier today, FDR died of natural causes. Do you have anything to say to Eleanor's wife or, you know, the family or whatever? Well, I wish you the best and my prayers and thoughts watch her. They went up to someone and said, well, what were your favorite tweets of FDR? Did you like the popcorn tweet about FDR or whatever? They made all sound like, are you kidding me? Not one of the people they interviewed, not one, said, wait a minute here. FDR was born in 1882 on January 30th and died on April 12th in 1945. He died in 1945, and they had all these people that they interviewed saying that FDR died today of natural causes. What do you think about it? Not one person goes, well, you know what? He was dead for how many years? Since 1945. No one. They interviewed several people besides that Fox affiliate, like in Indianapolis, you have Fox 59, so it's like an affiliate like that. And he went around to people, what do you support more? The Affordable Care Act or Obamacare? Well, I support the Affordable Care Act. Why? Because it's going to be more affordable for my family. And a lot of people said, really? Not one person he interviewed said that there was a distinguished between them? Not one person said, well, they're the same thing, right? I put that on my Facebook. About that. And someone goes, someone actually wrote to me, she goes, isn't Obamacare and Affordable Care Act the same thing? I'm like, yepper. But when they interviewed people, they thought they were different things. That's what's wrong with this country. Everybody wants to vote and support somebody, but they don't have a clue what they believe, what they're about. You know, how can you support a capitalist country and a constitution when you support a socialist healthcare system? It's scary. It's really, know your history. I'm not a perfect historian, but I know enough to know, okay, yeah, FDR would be dead. This would be, you know, stuff, you know. When you have our country going in a direction that our forefathers died to keep us away from, our forefathers didn't die in the Revolutionary War so we could have government run everything, government run healthcare, lots of taxes. They didn't, you know, I'm not a political guy. I hate talking about this stuff. But when it affects my livelihood, when I have a medical issue, a myopathy, and this Obamacare is going to affect my treatment and who I might be able to see, I might have to see a podiatrist who has no idea what a myopathy is. But because I have Obamacare, or that's what I'm getting in the future, I have no choice. Because the government tells me what I do. So, it's just scary. Just scary. But that's America today. You know, we don't have, everyone thinks that we need a third party. If you think we need a third party, you don't know anything. Because we basically have one party, the government. And it's the truth. I asked one of my friends one time, I said, well, you're a liberal, right? Yep, okay. Do you like John Boehner? John McCain? Nope. Do you like Lindsey Graham? Nope. Do you like Mitch McConnell? Nope. Why not? They're progressives. They may have Republican in front of their name, but they're technically a progressive. You know, they're a progressive. They should be in the liberal party. I'm an American. I'm not Republican. I'm not Democrat. It just, we need to get a group of people that stand up for your rights. My Second Amendment right that allows me to carry a firearm is the reason that right to be able to carry the firearm protects your ability to say, I can't carry a firearm. Pretty soon, you're not going to have the right to say anything. They want to put FCC people in newsrooms to monitor what you say and tell you what you can and cannot say. Where's the freedom? There's not freedom. It's going to the way we have. We're not fundamentally transforming this country. It's already been transformed. And it's just something that drives me to drink. And I just don't. I hate it. Because, you know, when, and one thing I want to talk about that just happened recently is Piers Morgan was fired from CNN. Well, when he starts saying stuff that's anti-American, when he's basically, I'm a Brit, this is how it should be. People are going, wait a minute here. When he says things that take even liberals and piss them off, okay, his ratings were in the toilet. But I support him because he has the right to say what he wants to say. That's what we have in this country. We have the right to be able to say, you support Obama, you support this. But you also should have the right to say, hey, I'm against that. I'm against socialists in this country. I'm against Obamacare because it's going to be turned, because it's designed not to work on purpose so that it can be turned into a single-payer healthcare system. That's why I'm against it. But enough of that. We're going to kind of switch gears here. And if you saw or listened to the beginning of my show, I talked about something that was kind of, God works in mysterious ways, and he does. I think a lot of people truly don't understand God because they don't let stuff happen. And if it does, it does. You know, I mean, if I was to have my way, I'd have been in New York on September 11th, and I wouldn't be here. I'd be dead. But God had other plans for me. And they were talking about one of the greatest teachings you can do is do stuff for others without expecting gifts or anything in return. And like on Valentine's Day, I did a show kind of thing where I went and the night before I got roses, a dozen, the best roses I could find at the grocery store, and I wrote a card out, you know, happy Valentine's Day, much love, lots of love. I wrote different things on them, you know, and put some hearts on them and stuff and colored on them, and I handed them out to 12 random girls that are at my work, and I love it. It was just something that I do because very few people do stuff like that anymore. Very few people, I love the Pay It Forward that started at, I think it was Starbucks, where a guy bought a drink. The guy came behind him, and that person bought that drink, and it went on, you know, and doing things for others. Very rarely have I ever had someone do anything for me. I think, honestly, one of the only times I can remember, I think it was eighth grade, the girl I was dating decorated my locker for my birthday. But it was kind of funny, because I think by the time, unless you get there at like 7 o'clock in the morning, people trash the lockers and stuff like that. you know. So it was mostly gone by the time I noticed it, but it was the thought that counts. I mean, because back in the day, that was the thing to do. Okay, if someone decorated their locker, okay, let's move around the crepe paper, let's pop the balloons, whatever. Let's have fun doing that, you know. So, but it was the thought that counts, you know. And it's like, I don't expect anything in return. I got hugs, thank yous, but that's what I do. I mean, like when a good friend of ours died, and it was one of my good friends' birthday, I decorated her office for her birthday. I didn't have to do it. That next day, I didn't work, so like I came home, got stuff, and ran back to work, and I'm like, okay, hopefully I got to do this fast because I got to make sure I can get back into the building before my bags won't let me in. And then I'm like, okay, how am I going to get in there? I'm like, I don't want to break in, all this stuff. And I said, does anyone have keys to the office? To this girl's office? And I said, well, Becca's office. What? I said, well, I want to decorate your office for her birthday. Her birthday was a couple days ago. I said, I know, but Colonel Schaefer died, and it was really hard on her, and I guarantee her birthday was horrible, and she's not going to expect this, and I'm going to just do something to brighten her day. That is so neat, that is so awesome, that is so cool. And it basically, I was like, okay, I'm afraid, like, if I do a whole bunch, someone's going to come, like, she's not going to be there for, like, a day or two or three or something, you know, and someone's going to try to have to use her office, you know, to do what she's would do, you know, help her out when she's not there, vice versa, and they're going to have to work around all that, and what the heck's this for, and, you know, but she was there the next day, and it made her day, and, you know, I could have done a lot more, but, you know, and everyone thought it was, like, the neatest thing. I'm like, it's just what I do, you know. Like, if you ever saw the movie Blindside, you know, see that word underneath the emblem? Christian. We either abide by it or you paint over it. You don't accept Michael Lord because it's sports. You accept him because it's the right thing to do. You don't. Doing some of the things you do in life is not necessarily what you want to do. You do it because it's the right thing to do. You know? Like the movie Courageous. The dad tells his son, I just want you to do me a favor. I want you to follow God, even if that means you're standing alone, all by yourself. Understand? Yeah, I got it, you know. It's what more people need to do. For every time I give a dollar to, I always look like this. If I give a dollar to someone, I know I'm never getting it back. If I can afford to give that person $15, then I know I'm not getting it back. That's just how it is. I don't expect ever to get my money back because I hardly ever do. I just wish we were more of a giving society, you know. Like they said, you know, no one could win an election today based on the notion of ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. You know, the minimum wage is going to be increased. Why? So that Democrats can get elected again, because they're going to be seen as, hey, this Republican wants to make me earn my dollar, where he's going to give me my dollar. He's going to give me a raise, where he's going to be against it, even though there's no benefit to increasing the minimum wage. There's none. Because a lot of places in our town are like, well, if this minimum wage goes up, I'm going to have to cut my bowling alley. I'm cutting the staff in half from 10 five, and those five are going to have to do the same work as the 10, because I can't afford to pay them. And all these people that think, oh, it's going to be great to get minimum wage increased, but then when they find out that, hey, they're not going to have a job because I can't afford to pay you, you know, we need to start being more of a doer society and help and give. Stop relying on the government and start doing. Okay, when it was, I think, 2009, when those people were fighting over those pieces of paper in Georgia that guaranteed they might get assistance. Or the piece of paper that guaranteed they might get assistance if they qualify and if they're one of the lucky ones that gets assistance. I'd have been taking that thing, I'd be saying, no, ripping it up. Let's try to get housing ourselves. Let's try to do something ourselves. Let's try to make something happen for us. People make a change, not government. People change. Do something for yourself. I wish more people did that. I wish more people would. I've never really experienced that. You know, I've never really, very rarely have I had, like, someone do something for my birthday. You know, what Sandy one time got me cigars, because I like cigars, which are not good for you, so I tried to cut them out and pretty much have it. It's just, there's no greater feeling helping somebody and being there for them. And I wish more people did that. You know, I wish more people did for others and helped for others and just, and not because they have to. You know, it's all about what can I get? I'm staying over to work at UP where I work. Well, I don't ever remember getting a bonus for staying over. But, you know, I got like 8 PTO hours to use this time. I do it because I hope someone's there for me someday when I get old. I hope someone does that for me. And that's, you know, and Tammy was complaining and all this, and she goes, she came up to me and apologized, and she goes, you know what? I'm sorry, you know, it's not about the money, it's not about this and all that. And it makes you think, God, I wish I could be more like you. I said, you can be more like me. Just got to find out where your priorities are. You know, it's plain and simple. I mean, I started a support group on the basis of me wanting support, wanting help. I'm lost. I'm at the end of my ropes. Where's my gun? How can I end? How can I just say bye-bye? How can I end? How can I end my life? How can I just, you know? And the support group, you know, like in the movie, I equated to the movie of not facing giants, but of The Blind Side. Man, you must be changing that boy's life. No, he's changing mine, you know. I went to that group, support group meeting, wanting something. And now I am helping so many people and being there for so many and having, you know, you have no idea what a blessing it is to now be in contact with people who have similar things. We don't have the same myopathy, but we have similarities, and how do you deal with this, and how do you deal with that, and, you know, and who's had a muscle biopsy, and who's had this, and I'm trying to have this done, and instead of that, and can you, and da-da-da, and I have so many people in contact with each other, and our friends, and talk, and have someone to help cope, and be with, and have someone there that understands what they're going through. I don't talk specifics because it's a closed group, but I never thought that it would go from something I needed to me helping people find each other. And it's a great feeling. I'm not getting any monetary value. I'm not getting money for this. It's just the greatest feeling in the world to know that this person was kind of lost and had no idea where she was going, and now she's able to talk to someone else who's kind of felt the same way. So like those old 8th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade little puberty videos they had in high school. Have you had your period yet? And I remember the one we had in school and had the book, and this girl had this diary, and this girl stole the diary, and, I'm going to read the diary now. So when they started reading it, they said, they start to realize that you're feeling the same way I am. You're as confused as me, you know? And when you have people that meet that say, hey, there's someone that's as confused as I am, that is lost as I am, and is about ready to pull their hair out, and you put those two together, and they're able to talk, and they're able to comfort each other, it's a great feeling, you know? I just wish more people did that in America. I really do. I wish more people would just do for others. But one of the reasons why a lot of people have a hard time with that is if you were to go to, like, 50 bakers and you handed out a business card saying you had work, one or two, if that, out of 50 would probably come back. With someone saying, I'll work. They don't want to work because here's my $30 I made and I just sit here. You're going to make $8 an hour and you're going to work? I made $30 and I sat here? You know? That's why you offer them help. So here, if you want to work, here you go. And there's a guy that's actually going after those people and saying, hey, if you're just here to try to get money, if you're not here to try to work, go. Because I can get you work. I can get you a job right now. If you don't want a job, you don't want to work, then I'm going to make sure that people know that so they don't give you money. Because I'll give you money if you want to work. I'll buy, they can have a free newspaper. I'll buy it for $3. If a guy comes up and, hey, I'm trying to help, you know, get this and that for that, whatever. He's at least trying to do something to earn his money, even if it's a free, like, newspaper thing. He's at least trying to earn the money. He's at least trying to do something to get the money. That's an effort, my opinion. May not be perfect. You may think I'm a shill for giving a dollar for a free magazine or newspaper that they have, like, in Chicago or wherever, but... Well, at least he came up and said, you know what? He's trying to do something. He's not just trying to get money. Here, we got this magazine. We're doing this. We're trying to help people out. Thank you. That's kind of my theme on my show today. Just trying to, I wish this country, I mean, granted, they always tell you, if you ever see anyone on the side of the road, call the police and have them help them. Because you never know if it's a guy, if it's a trap, and they're just going to pull a gun on you and try to take your car. But I have a concealed carry on me, so, you know, I can pull over. They try to do something, I'm like, yep. But I just don't. Everyone, I have to use that, I pray to God, piece of metal downrange or a piece of paper or a balloon, that's my target. That's what I hope my target is. I hope it's never a human. I hope I never have to use it to, you know, to defend myself. I have it because I have to. But I hope I never have to. You know, not many people... You know, you have a fire extinguisher in your house, but you pray to God you never have to have it. And you got a fire alarm, you know, smoke alarm, and you pray to God you never have to use it, but it's there, you know. I have a gun. I pray to God I never have to use it. So, just kind of as we end up this show with about 20 seconds left, just try to do something for somebody. Don't ask for anything in return. Just be there. Even if it's just a hug, whatever. My name's Kyle. Thanks for joining me in the conversation. Y'all have a great day, and God bless. Goodbye.